Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of January 2022 for all life path numbers. It feels a bit surreal that we're already stepping into 2022, so Happy New Year! Before we get into the reading, I do want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you're interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So, 2022 is a six universal cycle, and it's much different energy than the fast-paced, sort of frenetic, transformative, expansive, big energy of the five cycle of 2021. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, listening to your 2022 forecast for your personal life path number to gain a better understanding of this six universal year-long cycle that we're all stepping into, because it's going to be a powerful year. For January specifically, we are stepping into a seven universal cycle for the month. So collectively, we will all feel this energy in some way. So for those that are new to my channel, please understand that first and foremost, I'll go over the energy for the collective, and this includes you, and then I dive more specifically into the individual life path energy for the month. So it all works in tandem, so I highly suggest just getting cozy and listening to the entire video. So, the seven energy throughout January can sort of have us focusing more on our holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. What are we feeding our own life force? This isn't only referring to, of course, nutrients for the physical body, but what are we ingesting into our mind and our spirit as well? Who and what are we surrounding ourselves with? If the energy we are inviting in, body, mind, spirit, is more toxic than healthy, chaotic rather than soothing, aggressive over calm, and overall negative over positive, then that is the fuel that the entire vehicle and our presence, body, mind, spirit, is running on. So think about how that will affect how you feel, how you treat others, how you treat yourself, and your overall outlook on life. Under this seven energy, we may find that the universe presents us with some kind of roadblock to sort of force us to put the brakes on, to take a closer look at where it is we can make some adjustments to how we treat ourselves, all of ourselves, right? Like, again, holistically, body, mind, spirit. Perhaps we need to distance ourselves from certain relationships, to take a break from the news, social media, to spend more quality time in solitude and with the people whose cups are always full and don't expect us to deplete our own in order to fill theirs up. So perhaps there is a call to get reconnected this month to our own spiritual side and spend more time connecting with Mother Earth and allow her healing energies to rejuvenate our spirit. This month is the perfect time to do a major check-in and do any maintenance work that we have been neglecting on ourselves so that we don't get to the point of needing full-on repair. Listen to your body this month and don't subscribe to any level of guilt or shame when it comes to your self-care and taking the time for that self-care, whatever that looks like for you. The world will be there when you reemerge, right? This seventh cycle encourages us to retreat, to reflect, to heal, and to focus on our own holistic health. Under this influence, this is not a time to be impulsive, to take big risks, if you can avoid it. Now, of course, life happens, right? Sometimes we have to make those big decisions, take those big risks, regardless of what the astrology, the numerology, or the energy sort of dictates. And so, of course, follow your heart, follow your circumstances, use your logic, whatever. Do what you need to do. But if you can avoid it, this is going to be a time, again, just think of like sinking into the stillness, doing things a little bit more organically, taking your time, taking time for solitude. thinking things through. Seven energy is very, very, very connected to the metaphysical, but they're also very, it's a very, also a very practical energy. It's also very connected to the earth. And so there is practicality around this where there's not a whole lot of impulsivity at times. It's more reflective. It kind of takes its time. It wants to make sure that even though it's the bridge between the metaphysical and the physical, what it's bringing into the physical, that energy wants to make certain that it's something that is worth bringing into the physical. So again, just take your time under this energy. You don't have to be impulsive. Just make sure that what you're manifesting, what you're bringing in, is what you want to bring in. This is an energy where little effort is going to be required for things to come to completion now. You've already done the hard work, the heavy lifting, the input, all of those things. And so now it's going to be a time for, again, sort of sinking into receptivity mode and being open to receiving the rewards, the gifts, the fruition of, you know, the completion, the tangibles of what it is you've been working so hard towards, which is really kind of beautiful because it's like if you've really, you know, if 2021 was a tumultuous year and you had to put a lot of effort into a lot of things and whatnot, this month is really saying, let's capture those rewards. Let's let the rewards come to us. Think of like the spider who's built its web and now it's allowing its nutrients to come to it. It's not seeking it out. That's really kind of like the seven energy for this month. It's, I believe in astrology, there's several planets that are retrograde. And so this is a time for, again, reflections, receptivity, allowing the nutrients to come to you holistically, body, mind, spirit. And you get to decide whether you're going to eat that nutrients or not, right? Body, mind, spirit. So again, this is going to be a time for and a period for sort of watching and waiting and let this cycle work for you. This is a lovely time for vacations, for staycations, for writing that book that you've always wanted to write, for taking a class that sort of expands the mind, especially if it's anything to do with like theology, religion, metaphysics, mystical teachings, yoga, astrology, numerology, and so on. So things that are sort of not necessarily taboo, but sort of outside the mind that would allow you to expand the mind in a way. This is a great energy for really diving into those sort of classes and taking some kind of maybe lecture or workshop or something like that where you're not expending a lot of energy per se, but you're expanding the mind and expanding the spirit, right? With that little physical effort. So listen to your own internal promptings at this time and pay extra attention to your dreams, your visions, your intuition now. Again, this is very feminine, divine feminine energy, receptivity, stillness, reflection, sinking into, again, the stillness. Where is your soul gently leading you now? This isn't about forcing. This isn't about aggression. This isn't about, again, sort of that more aggressive action of the masculine energy. This is very receptive, very still, very organic and soft energy. So again, where is your soul gently leading you now? The messages can come in as a whisper, but they can also feel like a lightning bolt when you receive it and when you hear it. So overall, with this seven illumination, do not fight the urge for rest, rejuvenation, and inner reflection. Much can be learned and discovered during this quieter, softer cycle if we listen. You can get answers to some really big questions during this cycle, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive. So be receptive to what the universe is trying to show you now through the stillness. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the individual life path number. Life path number 8. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all for January, and you got peacock spirit. And this is such beautiful energy. Peacock's message is let it shine. And the image is there's sort of the heart center is this just shining type thing. And so really what's coming through is this month, especially, I mean, always, but this month, especially, you want to make sure that the things, the people, the experiences that you're letting into your sphere feel good, like light you up, that, you know, feel, feel like they are aligned with your energy, that they are, you know, what you want in your experience, that you're not necessarily saying yes out of obligation. Sometimes we have to, but, you know, to pay bills and that sort of thing, of course. But it's more about like the people that you let in, the things that you say yes to, the tasks that you do. You want to make sure that it's something that fills you up and doesn't deplete you. I think that's going to be really, really important, that you're basically following your passions this month and really doing that. And again, it's not so much about taking all this action, because we're in a seven cycle. And so it really is more about like the receptivity and the stillness and, you know, checking in with yourself. And this can be a really good month to check in with yourself to make sure that, you know, what it is that you're going after, what it is that you're showing up to and participating in, is what you want to be creating and showing up to and participating in, right? That it fills your heart up, that you're able to, that you feel good in that experience. And this can be a month of a checkpoint to be like, do I feel good here? Do I feel good with this person? Do I feel good in this job, in this experience? If the answer is yes, then do more of that. If the answer is no, then start to move through, you know, start to put your intentions behind changing the course and changing the experience. That can take time. It's not something that necessarily happens overnight. But, you know, it's kind of like, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, why do you keep eating Brussels sprouts? You know what I mean? Like, change it up, change what you are allowing in. And so again, we talked about holistic health this month, body, mind, spirit. And so again, I think this is going to be an opportunity for you to really do a checkpoint and be like, let me take a look at the people I'm surrounding myself with. Does it feel good? Does the experiences feel good? If not, maybe there needs to be a course change, right? A course redirect. If it does feel good, great. Then no action required. Keep doing more of that. So I just feel like this is going to be a time for you to do that. Same thing with like, if you're somebody who, I don't know, watches the news 24/7, but you feel really, really bad by watching the news 24/7, you know, what are you getting out of that action? Enough, is it enough to continue to repeat that action? If it's not, then adjustments can be made, right? So I think this is going to be an opportunity this month for you to really take a closer look at how you are writing the story of your life. You know what I mean? Like how, you know, the characters that you write in, the experiences, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, yes, life happens sometimes to us, but there are certain things that we do hold the pen with, right? Like we're able to write in. And so I just think this month is going to be a time for you to really do checkpoints with each experience. Like, does this make me feel good? Okay, good. Then I can keep doing this. Does it make me feel bad? Okay, where do I need to make some adjustments? And really allow yourself the freedom and the space to be able to do that. So I think beginning of the month, we've got this, a lot of emotions coming in, but I feel like it's you really standing in your emotional power. Like maybe in the past, emotions would get the best of you, and maybe you felt like you were controlled by your emotions and were sort of a victim to those emotions. I feel like this is an opportunity where you are really showing up in emotional maturity to your relationships, to yourself, to your experience, right? Where you're still allowing yourself to move through what shows up for you, but it's not completely derailing you or throwing you off course or creating conflict where there doesn't need to be conflict or creating drama where there doesn't need to be drama. It's like you're able to sort of work with those energies in a much more mature way, a much more enlightened way. You're still acknowledging and moving through the awareness, but they're not crippling you type thing. And again, I say just emotions, but it can be those experiences, right? It's like maybe there is an experience that keeps entering your awareness that every time it comes in just really depletes your energy. This is you stepping up and saying, why do I keep showing up to this? What, you know, what lesson do I need to learn here so I can move on from this? Or what action can I take to alleviate whatever this is? Because I don't feel good after dealing with it, after working through it, after showing up for it. And you don't have to take on other people's emotions, other people's baggage. That's theirs to move through. So if you find yourself doing that, take a closer look at that. You have enough to move through on your own type thing, right? So again, this month is going to really be about you taking a closer look at, you know, how are you showing up? Where are you showing up? And how does that make you feel? And, you know, we can't alleviate all of the challenges, all of the sadness, all of the sort of lower vibe experiences that we're meant to move through, because there's growth in that. So we're going to have those experiences, but life will give those to us. You know what I mean? We don't have to seek them out. We actively get to choose who we surround ourselves with, what experience we get to have. And then we deal with what life sends us in a much more emotionally mature way. But those things that we do get to decide, we're deciding on the things that make us feel good, as opposed to what's dragging us down, right? We are not a victim in that. We get to choose. And so I think this month is going to be an opportunity for you to see, do I like the people I'm surrounding myself with? Do I like my job? Do I like, you know, how I'm spending my life on earth, you know, the time that I have here, that's really, really precious. And if you don't, there you go. That's where you start, is to start to take a closer look at how you can start to make those changes. Because again, life will always hand us the challenges to move through, to learn from. We don't have to seek those out. We don't have to surround ourselves with those lessons, right? Because they'll find us. The things that we get to decide on, why not decide on the things that make us happy, that bring us joy, that bring us comfort and harmony? Because we have the power to do that. Okay, so mid-month, just sort of more of that energy. I do kind of see a lot of joy coming in. I see some emotional offer coming in. This could be around relationships or some kind of something to do with your job, something to do with, you know, starting a family, with your family, with friends, but some kind of emotional offer coming in that's sort of like a gift from the universe, but that brings you a tremendous amount of joy, that's cause for celebration. So allow yourself that time to celebrate. Again, this month is going to be a lot slower energy. It's going to be about that stillness and that reflection, self-reflection, about receptivity and allowing things to come to us. So again, and then we get to decide whether we ingest it or not, right? Like whether we allow it in. So just think of yourself as like the spider who has created the web, and now you're allowing the nutrients to come to you. So if there's things that you have been working on in 2021, you've been putting a lot of effort into, now it's the time for those things, those tangibles, those rewards to show up to you without you having to put in a lot more effort. So this is all about receptivity. And so this can also be about receptivity with a partner. Like maybe they're trying to do something for you out of the kindness of their heart. And remember that giving, and it doesn't have to be like a romantic partner, it can be friend, colleague, family, whatever. But that person trying to do something for you also brings them joy. So again, it's an exchange of energy, and it's a beautiful exchange of energy. So, and it's going to bring you happiness. So allow that exchange of energy if it speaks to you. But I do see some kind of offer coming in, some kind of good news that brings you a tremendous amount of joy and cause for celebration, and allow yourself the opportunity to pause and to celebrate whatever this is. And this could be like something, again, that you've been working on for a while that has been taking some time to kind of grow. This could be a new offer coming in. I don't necessarily see you taking action on this, because this is a much slower energetic month, and something, again, where it's more about the receptivity. But I do see something coming in for you, again, whether it's some kind of emotional offer, but it feels like a good offer, something that will bring you joy. So it is definitely supported. You can definitely take some time and reflect on it and see if it's something you want to entertain and see how it makes you feel. But yeah, I feel like it's going to bring you some kind of cause for celebration. So that's really beautiful energy. And then the end of the month, there's something coming in here around resources, money, financial situation. This is something new. So this isn't something, this could be a new creative idea. This could be an opportunity to invest in something that is going to start out kind of small, but that has the potential to build into something much bigger. Again, this seems like something new. So this isn't something necessarily that you've entertained before or that's come into your awareness before. This is a new opportunity for some kind of financial reward, some kind of something on the material plane. It could be about relationships, but it feels like it's very much about like resources. So, I don't know, buying a house, selling a house, buying property, selling property, getting a job offer, building a business, starting a new venture, you know, investing in something, investing your money in something, who knows, but it's something where it's like the opportunity comes in and there's a lot of potential behind this. So I would definitely say to entertain it, to see where it takes you and to explore this option. And again, how does the initial offering make you feel, right? If it makes you feel stressed or like it's going to be a burden or that, you know, it's low energy, then that's not really what you're going for, right? But if it makes you feel good, if it makes you feel excited, if it makes you feel intrigued, like you know, it sparks that interest, then I would say explore it, move forward on it, see where it takes you without trying to control the outcome. Just see where it takes you. It's going to start potentially kind of small, but it has the potential to grow into something really, really big and really, really stable and really, really beautiful. So it's very, very supportive energy. If it feels aligned for you, because again, it's a general reading, but whatever it comes down to for you this month, again, check in with yourself and just truly ask yourself, how does this make me feel? How does this person make me feel? How does my time with this person make me feel? How does this job make me feel? And it's really a pretty straightforward question with a pretty straightforward answer. Either makes you feel good or it doesn't. If it's in between, then maybe you don't have all the answers yet and you're not meant to make a decision on it just yet, right? If it's not clear, then you don't have all the information yet. So that's fine. But there are going to be those situations or those people or those experiences where it's a very clear-cut answer. Yes, this makes me feel good. No, this doesn't make me feel good. And that's your driving force. Those are the deciding factors, right? You get to choose from there. Do you want to continue to ingest those things that do not make you feel good? Or do you want to sort of remove yourself from that situation? Take the lesson and move on. So a lot of reflection here this month, but also really taking the reins back, taking that power back within your own life to realize, yes, there's going to be things that the earth, that the universe sends us to deal with, to move through, the challenges, all of those things that we can't control. But there are definitely those things that we show up to out of a sort of perceived obligation or the stories that we tell ourselves that really we're showing up just to sort of beat ourselves up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not doing us any good. It doesn't make us feel good. And when we realize that we have the control, the power to stop doing that, then everything starts to shift, right? So I feel like this is going to be a month for you all to start to really take a closer look at that and to start to recognize your power in that process. And what do you want to do with that power? So hopefully this is a beautiful month for you all. I think it will be. I think it'll be a powerful one, as it usually is for eights. But I think you can make a lot of headway here. And I think you can open up a lot of space here for you to have a tremendous amount of joy and to really celebrate those things that are in your life, that are coming into your life, that you've created, all of those things. So just try to enjoy it. All right, eights, take care. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.